Good evening and welcome back to our Shiur in Hilchah Shabbos every Thursday night after a few week break because of Yom Tov, Baruch Hashem back, continuing our learning every Thursday night as a schus for all of Klal Yisrael, and specifically those in Eretz Yisrael and Mitzvah Shem. This week should be a week filled with brachas, yeshuas, refuas, mechamas, and most importantly, the Geula Hashlema b'mehera. We ended off before Yom Tov discussing the halachas of Avdalah, and perhaps before discussing the actual halachas of Shabbos, which we're going to get into in the coming weeks, halachas of the Lamed Tes Melachas, Bishul, and all of the accompanying halachas that take place on Shabbos, we're going to spend one more week discussing something which comes up in the order of Shabbos, and that is Malava Malka. After a person has Avdalah, the next item which is connected to Shabbos, even though it's not on Shabbos itself, is Malava Malka, and therefore we'll spend this week discussing the relevant halachas of Malava Malka. Although Malava Malka is not an obligation, in the same way that the three sudas that a person eats on Shabbos are an obligation. As we mentioned in the previous shiurim, the three sudas on Shabbos are a chiyuv, an obligation learned out of the pasuk of hayoyim, 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 the fact that it says the word hayoyim three times when it comes to the man. Suda of Malava Malka is not a chiyuv, an obligation, as much as the other three sudas. However, it is a mitzvah. It is a proper thing to do, and it is something that a person should put in a lot of effort to be able to do. In the Lashon of the Gemara, which the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, brings down, La'olam yisader adam shulchan b'matzeh Shabbos, a person should be careful to always set his table, to always make sure that they're going to be eating Malava Malka. It may not be on the same level as the other three sudas. Nevertheless, it's a mitzvah and a mufchar. It's the proper thing that every man and woman, and even a child over the age of chinuch, should be eating Malava Malka. We'll discuss exactly what to eat, when to eat, how to eat, but this is something that a person should try as much as possible to be mekayim. Aside from the fact that it is a mitzvah, that is something which Chazal understood as something which is important for a person to do, there's also a lot of segulas that are associated specifically with Malava Malka. Generally, people are looking constantly for segulas to be able to make their lives easier in Ruchnias and Gashmias. The eating of Malava Malka is something which is associated in the Chazal already with a large amount of skulas. Some of those skulas include that a person will be able to have a healthier body throughout the week. Some of the skulas include parnasa. The skulas very famously include the fact that the luz bone, the part of the bone, the part of the body in which tchias hamesim is going to be created from, that part of the body gets specifically satiated from the food that a person eats by Malava Malka, and therefore the eating of the Malava Malka allows a person to have the strength, his body to have the strength for Tchias HaMesim, and therefore it's important to do it. Again, the Naim HaLamelech as well speaks out that specifically for a woman, it's a skula, that a woman has an easy childbirth. When a woman eats Malava Malka on Matzah Shabbos, it will ensure that the birth that she'll have and Mitzvah Shem will go smoothly and easy, and therefore there's a tremendous amount of skulas that are associated with it, aside from the mitzvah, and therefore it's something that every person should try to push themselves as much as possible to eat something, which again, we'll discuss what, but to eat something for Malava Malka on Matzah Shabbos, and in that way ensure that they're showing the proper kavod to Shabbos, both by appreciating Shabbos and showing this respect and honor to Shabbos when Shabbos comes in, and also being Malava the Malka, escorting the queen, escorting the Shabbos out with the proper kavod, the proper honor that she deserves, that Shabbos deserves, showing that we're sad that Shabbos is leaving and that we wish that Shabbos would be able to remain the whole week long. When it comes to the Malava Malka, many people think that the Malava Malka is not on as high of a level as the other three sudas, and therefore they can simply take a piece of bread and eat it, and it doesn't have to be something which is a chashav, a respectable suda. However, the Lashon of the Gemara, as we mentioned in the previous video, is La'olam yisader adam shulchanai b'matzei Shabbos. A person should set his table on Matzei Shabbos. And the Mishabura understands that the same way a person has a nice tablecloth for Shabbos, that the table is set properly for Shabbos and Matzei Shabbos as well. When a person's eating Malava Malka, the table should be set nicely. A person should be eating it in a bakavadik way, showing that they wish that they're able to have one more suda, one more meal, which is going to be connected to Shabbos. As well, the Mishabur brings down that aside from setting the table nicely, a person should have neiris, should have candles. And that's why you'll see in many homes, they'll light two candles on Matzei Shabbos during the Malava Malka, all to show the proper honor and respect for this fourth meal, the fourth suda that we're eating on Matzah Shabbos, escorting the queen out, ensuring that we're showing the proper kavod to Shabbos by being Malava the Malka out properly. And therefore, again, the Mishabur says the table should be set, a person should have candles. As well, the Mishabur says a person should sing zmiris. There are zmiris that are put in every bencher that are specifically connected to Matzah Shabbos, zmiris which mostly talk about Aliyah Navi, talk about David Malka Mashicha, talk about the Geula Asida, talk about Mashiach. But these are zmiris that a person should sing. As well, the Mishabur says that a person should not just simply take some leftover challah or leftover food from Shabbos and just eat it on Matzah Shabbos. Rather, a person should try to ensure that they have something special for Matzah Shabbos, either something fresh that is baked or cooked for Matzah Shabbos, or at least something which is heated up for Matzah Shabbos. But a person should try to ensure that this meal is given the proper cover, the proper respect, by doing it properly. Some have the minhag to eat fleishigs by the Suda, although that's not a common practice. But all of these things are done in order to give the proper respect to Shabbos by being Malava the Malka out. And therefore it's important that when a person does eat the Suda Malava Malka, it's not just eaten on the run, but it's eaten properly in the way that a person sits down and it's a Suda. Similar in a way to the Suddas of Shabbos, with a nice tablecloth, with candles, with Zmiris, eaten in a way that a person shows the proper honor and respect by being Malava the Malka, escorting the queen out as Shabbos goes away. The last halacha we'll discuss this evening, exactly when a person should be eating the Malava Malka and what should a person be eating for the Malava Malka. Regarding the time, the Mishabura says that as close to Havdalah as possible, as one can eat Malava Malka, that's when they should be eating Malava Malka, for the very simple reason. Since that's when Shabbos is leaving, it's inappropriate to wait 2, 3, 4 hours till after Shabbos and then go ahead and eat Malava Malka. Rather, once one wants to escort Shabbos out, as Shabbos is leaving, as close to Havdalah as possible. However, the Poskim speak out that is not always possible. It's not always something which is easy to be done, especially a person just ate a big Shal Shuddas, a person just washed and ate a proper Shal Shuddas. It's going to be difficult and hard to be able to sit down for a proper meal right after Havdalah. And therefore, the Poskim say a person can eat it later in the night as well. However, one should try to ensure that at least it's eaten before Chatzais, before Halachic midnight, that the Suda Malav Malka is eaten before that. If a person did not, Person missed Chatzais, a person can eat it after that, up until the morning. And some are even say that one can even eat it on Sunday if it's a Suda which is eaten from Lava Malka, but that's not Malachat Chila. The best thing to do is to eat it on Masu Shabbos, as we said, as close to Avdol as possible. But if a person feels full, a person can wait a little bit, but eat it in a proper way. The Mishabur brings down that a person should be Makbid. There were those that are Makbid, that they continue to wear their Shabbos clothing when they were eating Malava Malka. As we mentioned, it's supposed to be a Suda, which is supposed to be reminiscent somewhat of the Shabbos Suda, and therefore many are Makbid that even if they're not going to eat the Malava Malka immediately after Avdalah, they'll keep the Shabbos clothing on until they eat Malava Malka. It's brought down that Rabbi Akiva Eger wouldn't open any of his mail. I'm sure he got a large amount of mail of people that were writing in Shilas to him. He wouldn't open any of his mail until after Malava Malka, all in order to be able to keep the spirit of Shabbos going until a person's able to eat Malava Malka. And therefore, even if a person's not eating it immediately, person to try as much as possible to keep the spirit of Shabbos dear as until they eat Malava Malka. What should a person be eating lechatchila from Malava Malka? Mishabur says the proper thing to do is that a person should wash. If that's not possible, if a person finds it very difficult to be able to wash on a Suda, or wash on bread, wash on something, a Matzah Shabbos, a person could also be yotzei Malava Malka with mezonos, with cake or cookies, or with something else which is lighter. A person could be yotzei even with fruit. It doesn't have the same chiyuv as the 3 Suddas of Shabbos. But again, the Mishabur says the chatchila, a person should wash. If that's not possible, at least mezonos or peiros. And if that's not possible, then a person can be yotze even by drinking something hot and warm, which anyways, the Mishabur says the proper thing to do is to drink something hot or warm by the Suda Malava Malka. But a person can't even eat something, at least to drink a hot drink, and say that this is being drank in order to be able to be Malava the Malka, to escort the queen out, that way showing the proper cover. Hashem should help, we should be zeiche to escort the queen out properly with the proper Malava Malka. That way, we show that we appreciate and value Shabbos and our desire for Shabbos to come back in Mitzvah Hashem as soon as possible. And in Mitzvah Hashem, by doing that, we'll be zeiche to the Geula Hashleima. Have a great Shabbos.